Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILN.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We're going to have another open line segment coming up shortly. Give us a call, 393-3700. You can follow us on Facebook, the Jack and Tom Show, or Twitter, Jack and Tom 1320. You can also listen to podcasts of any segments you may have missed or follow the live streaming at 1320WILS.com. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, as we do each week at this time, Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. Hello, John.
Well, hello there, guys. I'm still excited after watching Cody catch that great catch in between two Grand Ledge guys last night. So, Tom, you can be proud. Good catch, good hit on him, and he kept the ball.
Oh, you were there last night. Where were you?
We were there. We kind of walked on both sides. We're mainly over on the Grand Ledge side, believe it or not, because that's where John does a lot of work. But we did come around, saw Mike Charlo, some of the old players from East Lansing, just folks we knew. So we just had a good time.
That was a great environment last night, don't you think?
It was really exciting. And, you know, Jeff Smith, such a pro, great, you know, just a tremendous coach for so many years. So, yeah, it had electricity. It was a fun, exciting, kind of a dull game. I actually thought it was going to be, you know, like 30-25, like that old Randy Kinder game from many, many years ago.
You know, I kind of thought you might be at the Lansing Catholic Portland game. They were announcing, anyone seen Dr. John Braccio, please report to the press box, but you weren't there.
You can check him out at Ford Field maybe later on.
Maybe. I wanted to ask you, John, about teams that seem to have the knack of winning these kinds of games, and some teams never do, and others it just seems to come so naturally.
Well, if you're talking about Ahern and Catholic Central, I have been amazed how they've been able to pull out these really close wins. But on the other hand, let's remember, this is a guy with 30-some years coaching. It does seem, if people have coached a long time, been successful, they seem to find a way, or they inspire the players, whatever it is, to win these really close games. Obviously, you lose some of them, but there are certain teams that have a knack, seem to know what they're doing. And I will say this with Tom. Lloyd Carr used to do this a lot when he was at Michigan, find a way to win some Minnesota games, Michigan State games.
Find a way to lose a few
people,
of those, too.
Well, you're always going to lose some of those games. That's true, too. But it is psychologically, it's people get in the huddle. They're there. They obviously believe they can't lose. They're going to win. And there's no question, even in an imperfect world, it doesn't always work. If you believe that and work that way, enough times it's going to happen, and it'll be just enough intermittent reinforcement that you'll keep at it.
You know, John, I don't think there's an age limitation on high school coaching, because besides Jim Ahern, there's a guy down at Birmingham Brother Rice named Al Fracassa. Okay,
right.
And he's been coaching. He coached my good friend Ted Fox, who was a captain of their 75 title team, and he's been doing the same thing for 40 years. They're always in the hunt for the playoffs, and that shows you that it can be done at all ages. And if you have a passion for what you're doing and you have a philosophy, it'll work no matter if you're a couple generations away from the kids you're coaching.
Well, I think Paul Cook showed that, didn't he, in all the years that he coached basketball. There was a fellow Menominee, I believe, in his 80s coaching football. So I agree, if you have a passion, you keep up, you know, up to date, you're ready to go, people have confidence in you, then sure, you can keep going as long as you want. How does that sound? I believe my dad retired at 85 and got bored 2 weeks later, and that is a true story.
John, we saw last week Mark D'Antonio show up at Lansing Catholic to watch his daughter be crowned.
Yeah, that was kind of unique, wasn't it?
Never would have had a chance to do that if he hadn't had the heart attack. He'd have been on the sidelines for a meaningless fourth quarter against Northern Colorado. But talk about balance in people's lives and people who are so obsessed with a game as football coaches have to be.
Well, I believe you have to have balance. And I might add, I was at the half for Catholic Central when Mark D'Antonio walked out with his daughter. You need to have balance. And in fairness to him in that situation, What an opportunity that he'll never have again. You can only have one time with each child the possibility of having a homecoming queen, a big event like that, and he was there. I think that's wonderful. Now, often you can't do that because the necessity of your particular job wouldn't allow you to do that, like if he had been coaching that day. But as a whole, you have to have balance. You need to cross out times. You need to determine you're just going to do something because people, unfortunately, and I see a lot of this, they will die, they will get ill, they will lose relationships with people that they have loved. They will end up even alone just because commitment to a job or a particular thing overwhelms them. We have to have balance that allows us to have good memories and enjoy the road of life every day.
You know, John, you know, when I think about that situation with D'Antonio making that event and how he can't other events, there are, you know, I think of Bobby Bowden, who never saw any of his kids play high school football, you know, because of the commitment. But I think you can still make those opportunities. I think there's some choice he can make. Because Don Treadwell, for example, who is interim head football coach at Michigan State and is the offensive coordinator, obviously. I mean, he, with Spencer, his son, playing right now, he was there at the games early in the season. He'll be there for like a half of one game here and
there.
He
was there last night, Tom. I saw him last night.
So, okay, I didn't see him. Okay, so
he was at the game.
Yeah, okay, so it's all about priorities. And this is where I with Bobby Bowden, I always like wonder, I mean, you know, that was a choice that you made. I mean, and I think that that's just not, I don't think that's right. For what Bobby Bowden didn't commit and see his kids play high school football.
I would agree. I think you have to somehow make commitments because it's one time around, and your kids will remember that too, but those are the most exciting moments of your life. Like last night, come on, Tom, when you saw Cody make that catch, get clobbered, holds the ball, didn't you feel good once you've hated missing a great play like that?
Yeah, because you're there. Yeah, well, yeah, of course, and you feel good for your kid because you know how much work. And everybody, this is everybody. You know how much work your kid puts into it in the summer, and that's when you get the appreciation of it. But just being there for your kid, the presence is important, I think.
I think that is important. And, Jack, you had that, you know, with your son in terms of, you know, Kalamazoo College at Oakland's before that. Those are the memories. If you don't have any of them, it's horrible. Now, granted, there are jobs or situations in life that can take you away, but I find it impossible to believe that someone cannot make some time for some events of their children. That is just unacceptable, and I've never seen it to be true, absolutely. And the people do it. It's sadly, unfortunately, a bad set of priorities, a lack of balance in life, or an unwillingness to see reality.
You know, John, we have seen parents be very supportive and be vital to their children's success. We have also seen them become coach killers and really snuff out the flame of competition in their kids. And I was mentioning this excerpt, this segment that's going to be on Outside the Lines tomorrow morning with this 13-year-old quarterback who's already committed to USC. And when I had a chance to look at this, I just wanted to strangle the guy.
Sure. Listen. I agree with you, Dion. My feeling is you have to allow coaches to coach. You have to be supportive of your children. If you see something really outrageously unfair or something, there's nothing wrong with making a comment, but you have to allow the flow of life to occur in persons' lives. We don't go get in a fight with a teacher if we don't like something in math or Spanish or science. We may do it, but for the most part, people don't. You have to be tolerant. You have to be accepting, even in sometimes if you think things are unfair, and we know we often see that probably in basketball more than most. Where you don't always have the five best players on the court. You have to have people that can do different positions, different height, call it whatever you will. But parents have to be supportive and helpful and not be a cancer and feeding into the unhappiness and dissatisfaction of students or other parents. If everyone's positive, everybody's going to do better. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't bad coaches, bad circumstances. But as a whole, on balance, we have to be team members, team parents, just as we expect our kids to be team members. And if we want to all have teams in life, you have to begin early.
Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. John, you're a tailgater. Does it affect anything you do with the weather we have today?
We will be out and about. How does that sound?
Right.
Tailgating is a religion. How does that sound? So,
right. And Saturday morning is a holy day.
Sounds like Dr. John Braccio to me. Hey, John, thanks so much. Talk to you later.
It's a pleasure,
thanks,
guys. Bye-bye.